I'm very happy now to welcome back to the show Erin Elder. She's Visual Arts Director at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts here in Santa Fe. And joining us by phone, artists Larry Bob Phillips and David Lee. Welcome, everybody, to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
It's great to be here.
So, Erin, tell us a little bit about what's going on, all kinds of things that you are working on at the CCA.
Yeah, there's always something new and exciting happening at CCA, and I'm really thrilled about this exhibition called The Big Hoot. It's in the front gallery at the Munoz Waxman in our warehouse space, and it involves Larry Bob and David Lee, who I don't believe have collaborated on this scale before. So when they approached me with their idea, I was thrilled. We love making things happen at CCA that are new and unexpected and a leap of faith, and I knew I could trust these guys because they make amazing work. It's floor to ceiling, wall to wall, kind of grotesque comics that just pop out and overwhelm in a really good way.
Now, the two of you, Larry, Bob, and David, are joining us from Albuquerque. Is this the first time you've actually collaborated?
Go ahead, Bob. Go ahead, Larry, Bob.
Yeah, that's a tough question. We've done a lot of stuff together. We ran a gallery together, which also published a journal. So we've written, curated, and exhibited together. But as far as working on the same project artistically, we haven't done too much of that.
Very interesting. I mean, these are large-scale kind of, I don't know if it would be offending to say, cartoon-like paintings. What are some of your inspirations?
Well, comics. You know, comics, cartoons, you name it, I think all those things, you know, really filter into what I enjoy. I like to make, you know, fairly absurd, I guess grotesque, violent, you know, but really funny drawings. And I think that, I think that's basically it. I mean, the essence of the comics that I like and the images that I like is that humor and that absurdity. And I think that definitely filtered into the piece that we worked on.
Also, I think, you know, like drawing on the vernacular of just maybe sign painting or something like that, like Mexican sign painting that we all, you know, enjoy in our communities that's, you know, under threat from the fast sign vinyl business is a kind of vernacular and a straight ahead, just like how do you draw a milk jug, how do you draw a carton of cigarettes, and then we sort of line everything with a black line that gives it a graphic sort of comic quality that keeps everything sort of in the same space. So you can draw pull something from Google Images, a bird in flight, say, and mix it right next to a fairly cartoon image of a skull or something like that, and they can all hold in the space together.
I mean, it's not like a comic book or graphic novel where there's words, but is there a kind of implied narrative in the installation?
I think that there's an open sort of narrative possibility between the images. It's a pretty postmodern piece in that way, in that where we select compelling, what we're calling pendants or isolated images, and then we curate them together later. So it's a collage in that way. So we build a narrative that for this.
Yeah, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about how you created this work before the exhibition and then how you installed it in the gallery? It was really an interesting process to witness.
Well, you know, it started off with us being in two separate studios. I was in my studio and Larry Bob was in his studio. And the basics of it were that we ordered a large amount of Luan, 4x8 foot Luan, so really thin sheets of a kind of plywood. And then basically what we would do is we would draw large-scale images on multiple pieces of this plywood and then paint it and then line it out, like Larry Bob mentioned, with the black key line. And then when they were finished, we would cut them out. And we started the project about 3 or so months ago, so we'd cut them out and then we'd store them. And so over the course of the past 3 months, I kind of moved into Larry Bob's studio, and so he would work on one side of the space generally, and I would work on the other. And our images maybe they would inform one another, but by and large, we would just make an image, cut it out, and then store it. And then when we moved up to CCA, we loaded up a truck with all of these images and laid them out on the floor. Some of these images I don't think we had seen in weeks, maybe in a couple of months. And then at that point, we, like Larry Bob mentioned, we composed that narrative in CCA during the day of the installation.
And you know what you did, but is it meant to be a kind of work where you don't know which artist did what part of it?
In this particular collusion, it was it's really nice for us to sort of work toward one another in a way, so that when I look at the piece, I sometimes forget like who drew what, and that's a really good feeling to sort of just enjoy the piece that way.
I'm curious, you know, people hear the word cartoon and comics, and they think maybe for children, and I don't think of this exhibition as geared towards children necessarily. I think it has a lot of adult content, if you will. And I think there probably is a tradition of adult comics, and particularly in the art world, pop art and whatnot. I wonder if you can speak to why this grotesque, why space of horror, I think is one phrase you've used to describe this exhibition. And what is that all about for you guys?
Well, you know, I think the irony on my end is that I don't have a, you know, I'll admit I don't have a real deep awareness of the history of comics, per se. But I think in terms of the approach for this, I mean, I'm going to see if I can find a good way to say this. I like trying to maybe hit at some harder themes in a way that, I want to say, fairly simplified in high key color, you know, high key colors, trying to mix this idea of humor and comedy with things that feel a little heavier. And I feel like there's a way too that it kind of overwhelms you. You know, the color and all these things overwhelm you in a different way than the content does, if that makes any sense. You know, you have these bright yellows and these bright greens and these bright reds, and they're sort of separated in some way from, I think, what you refer to as adult-themed content. I sort of feel like I need to throw a line to Larry Bob here and kind of save me on this one.
Well, I was going to speak a little bit to the history of the graphic arts. And Art Spiegelman, in an interview in a book called Dangerous Drawing, said that comics didn't come out of kids' culture. It actually came out of Central and Northern Europe in the late 1700s and early 1800s, which to that date was probably the most graphically literate culture on the face of the planet. They had access to all kinds of paintings, all kinds of literature, and all kinds of drawings and prints, and they developed sequential art out of that. And in the exhibition, we have drawn on or sort of paid homage to a few important 20th century American graphic artists, specifically Harvey Kurtzman, whose two-fisted comics on the EC label in the 50s actually were censored and developed a comics code because a McCarthy-era sort of culture decided that comics like that weren't meant for kids because they told the truth about World War II and the Korean War.
Very interesting indeed. And, I mean, I think one of the other things that's just so great about the whole comic genre is a lot of them are done by people who are just so incredibly masterful at their craft. I mean, people who do comics, good comics, can really, really draw and have chosen not to do quote-unquote fine art.
Yeah. That's a big deal. You know, when you choose your stylization, you know, it's a political act. When you choose your format, it's a political act. When you choose your scale, in some ways, you know, it's you're defining yourself within these traditions. So, and the tradition is so full of people working in different formats in different ways. So us going sort of over the top or super large was a way of engaging architecture, sort of engaging the viewer's body in a new way. So we're excited to push it.
This exhibition is overwhelming. Like I said, it's 16 feet tall and 75 feet wide or more. And there's a 10-foot wide frying pan with an egg in it. There's a 4-foot tall bullet. I don't know if I have the dimensions correct, but it feels overwhelming. And there's these big splashes of blood, or I don't know what other kind of liquid it is, but you were definitely intentional about your scale and about the images that you made. And I think even George Bush is in one of the vehicles.
Always.
Is there a political commentary going on in this work?
Probably. I mean, I think that I think from my point of view, you know, when it started to come together last week during the installation, you know, I definitely felt there were a lot of, a lot more places that it could grow to, and definitely trying to extend perhaps the maybe a more of an overt political direction is maybe what it'll lead to after this. But yeah, I think some of that was on our minds while we were making these things, and then as we put, and I'm trying to remember where George Bush might be. I feel like maybe it was maybe the Pope instead, but yeah, I think that those things were definitely on our mind. You know, we're real sensitive to obviously what's going on in the world today, and that it was impossible, I think, to keep it out of the images that we were making.
I think it's kind of easy to get locked into imagery where you got like Obama, you know, and how can you sort of upset that or get that to wiggle a little bit. And I think more of what came out of this exhibition is just the feeling of hysteria that itself is sort of like as a mindscape or a mind space, where we're kind of at. You know, you turn on the news today and it's like it's some kind of diet salad, and then it's some rappers like exploits in South Beach next to a bombing hysteria or something like that. And I feel like we're sort of commenting on the mental space right now that we live in, as much as sort of trying to construct a sort of airtight case against, you know, the use of drones, for instance.
The installation is called The Big Hoot, and it is at the CCA, the Munoz Waxman Gallery, here in Santa Fe, until the 12th of May. There's a closing reception with the artists on Friday, the 10th of May, at what time?
6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 in the evening. And then this coming Saturday at 8 in the evening, there will be a performance group coming from New York called Cheryl, who will be there also doing a performance. So I want to thank you all for being with us. Larry Bob Phillips and David Lee are the artists who did The Big Hoot, and Aaron Elder is visual arts director at the CCA. The CCA is on the web at ccasantafe.org. The number is 982-1338. Thank you all very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.